Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting sixth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cowens for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds takes first base on ball four. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to second. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. McRae steals second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to third. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek misplays the ball. That's an error on Potek. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Date moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive towards first. Thornton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonds is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara juggles the ball. That's an error on Hara. Pete Locock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Diaz and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. One out. Pete Locock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Otis steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. Hara hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens strikes out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper misplays the ball. That's an error on Kuiper. McRae goes all the way around to score. Hurdle moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Royals. Ron Pruitt now catching. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-2 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Pruitt moves to second. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-3 in the game. Date takes first base on ball 4. Pruitt moves to third. Verizer moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-3 in the game. Hara hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pruitt scores. Verizer moves to third. Date moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Royals. Al Raboski now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raboski throws to home for one, and Porter throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Dade scores. Hara moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The throw from Pruitt and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens bunts towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cowens for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horace Speed pinch runs for Ron Pruitt. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speed moves to second. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Speed moves to third. Verizer moves to second. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.